Britain.
NHS dentistry. Stopping the rot. Fixing Britain's teeth will be a long grind.
DentAid, a British dental charity, once focused solely on the developing world. For decades, it sent outreach teams to places like Malawi and Uganda. Now they go less often. A crisis in dentistry back home means the charity has pivoted to drilling teeth outside food banks and community centres across England. Almost all of its work today is in Britain. DentAid is not the only charity filling gaps left by the state. The Trussell Trust, which started out helping street children in Bulgaria, now runs a network of 1,200 food banks in Britain. Doctors Without Borders, best known for treating people in war zones, this year began treating asylum seekers at an RAF base. But for dentistry, the scale of need is particularly large. Some 13 million people in England can't see a dentist through the National Health Service, or NHS. Access is so bad that some Ukrainian refugees are returning home for dental treatment. Britons have long been known for having trouble with their teeth. But most experts trace the latest problems back to 2006 and the introduction of a new NHS contract. The agreement included no money for prevention, only for completing courses of treatment. Tariffs were fixed regardless of how long those treatments took. Three fillings paid the same as 20. So practices began to lose money working on people who needed help the most, says Jonathan Poznanski, a dentist for more than four decades. Many began to cross-subsidise NHS patients with private ones. At the same time, funding for NHS dental services was slashed, falling by almost a fifth in real terms in the 12 years to 2022-23. The COVID-19 pandemic made things worse, partly because practices paused routine examinations. Care backlogs lengthened, and the exodus of staff to the private sector grew. Owing in part to a shortage of dentists, the cash-strapped sector still managed to underspend its budget in the year to March 2023 by an estimated £400 million. Some places have been hit particularly hard. In Portsmouth, a city on the south coast of England, the latest data shows only around a third of children and adults had visited a dentist in the past year. That compares to 57% and 50% respectively in 2018. After COVID, dentistry wasn't in a good place, admits Simon Cooper, responsible for NHS dental services in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. But Mr. Cooper is a sleeves-rolled-up kind of chap. They are butterfly-patterned. Since February, NHS Hampshire has paid DentAid to deliver free care to those unable to get an appointment from a fleet of dental vans kitted out like surgeries. Priority is given to the poor, expectant mothers and children. The service is already well used. In the car park of a sports centre, Mark, a middle-aged man in motorcycle trousers, paces as he waits to be seen. He's been in pain for 3 weeks, but is stoic. It only hurts when I eat and drink. Another patient, a Polish man in a hoodie, emerges from the van missing several teeth. From the sidelines, Mr. Cooper watches on proudly. He likes seeing patients troop in stony-faced and come out smiling, he says. Others take a different view. Wes Streeting, the new health secretary, calls the outgoing Conservative government's plan to send dental vans around the country a desperately low ceiling of ambition. To stop the immediate rot, Labour has pledged to provide an extra 700,000 urgent appointments a year. It'll also pay graduates extra to work in dental deserts, such as Portsmouth. Much more will be needed to turn things around. Plans to introduce supervised toothbrushing in nurseries, as already happens in Scotland and Wales, are welcome. But reform to the dental contract, to focus more on prevention and to make the NHS more attractive to dentists, will be needed too. If it hasn't happened by the next election, says Eddie Couch, chair of the British Dental Association, a trade union, then NHS dentistry will be dead. Even then, there are no guarantees. At a national dentistry conference in Birmingham earlier this year, younger participants skipped events on the future of NHS dentistry, preferring to flock to exhibitions demoing needle-free facelifts, more lucrative work that has increasingly become a sideline. The event was sponsored by Practice Plus, a private insurance agency. Stephen Bartlett, a business influencer, was a headline speaker. The future for dentists may be bright. Dentaid will continue to be busy.